Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. Just a few intimations before we get started. After the service this morning, we'll have our annual stated meeting, so we would welcome as many people as can possibly stay. It will not be a long meeting, honest. We'll be as quick as we can. So 20 minutes at the most, and we'll sort that out at the end, but it would be good for a few of you to stay if you don't mind. Rainforest Cafe is on today after worship. Some of the other intimations, our groups are on as normal this week, but then we'll be off for 2 weeks for the Easter holidays. And there's the carol service tonight in St Nicholas Church in Lanark, for anybody that would like to go along to that. Audrey will be part of that, so it's worth going to hear, honestly, it's very good. Tuesday night, there's also a service on Monday evening in St Nicholas as part of the Holy Week services. Tuesday night is a prayer and praise evening in Kirsteres Church, if you'd like to go along. Wednesday night, we're back and forth. Thursday night, it's the Holy Communion. The Monday-Thursday service is going to be held in Carnwath Church Hall, for those that want to attend that. And back in our own church for Good Friday service, again at 7 o'clock, that one. The other intimations, our Guild Fair yesterday, it was a huge success, very busy. I think everybody was tired, but it was well worth the effort for everybody and for everybody that attended. We raised so far £1,682.78, so excellent. Thanks to everybody involved. Thank you. And it doesn't stop there, we keep going. So they'll be busy decorating church for Easter this week, and then we will be starting our church shop. So start to look out all your goods that you're no needing anymore, because the church shop will start to take in items from Wednesday the 3rd of April. Okay, thank you. One final intimation, a very important intimation today. And Eckhart, I think, is going to help with this. So Anne and Jim have celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary this week. Congratulations, their diamond wedding anniversary. So we've got a wee arrangement of flowers for her. Thank you. Anne, well done.
I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to our worship service. I'm grateful that the Jigsaw Youth Group will be involved during this worship service. It's a special service because we are celebrating Palm Sunday, or it's Palm Sunday, where we reflect and think about how Jesus rode on a colt or on a donkey into the city of Jerusalem. It is really an important event because it's a set-off event. This event leads to the rest of all the actions that ultimately ended in Christ dying on the cross. So I understand Palm Sunday is almost as this open door, the first event in the series of events leading to the cross. It's a day reminding us of Jesus riding on into Jerusalem. Jesus riding into the city sets off all the events that led to the crucifixion. The people lay down branches and clothing to make way for the new king. So it was Aurelius, all the people in the city of Jerusalem, they prepared the way for Jesus to enter. We too will lay down our lives in front of this king, making way for him into our hearts. And the whole idea of laying down our lives will be our theme for today. Jesus riding into Jerusalem was a fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. So in the Old Testament, there was a story of how this new prophet will come and he will be riding on a colt into Jerusalem. And here Jesus is fulfilling that prophecy. The people acknowledge this new king. Could they have realized that God was at work in a very unique way? God, who became human, was riding into their city. Did they realize this? Well, what was their expectation? He was in their midst. Let us now lay down our lives as we approach God in worship. Rejoice greatly. Rejoice greatly. Let us worship God with our first hymn, Hosanna Loud, Hosanna. We utter words of rejoicing in your presence, O Lord. We make ourselves small by bending in your holiness. We lay our lives down in front of you, Lord. In our mind's eye, we see how the people in Jerusalem is rejoicing to see their new king. They never knew the style and form of your reign. Were they able to grasp, Lord, what you were doing when you were riding into the city of Jerusalem? You, Lord, did not ride into Jerusalem to be like Caesar or to be like Mammon, but rather you rode into the city to establish your heavenly kingship, a kingship that will last forever. a reign that will be forever and ever. It is in the name of this heavenly King, Jesus, that we worship today. It is in your holy name, Lord, that we utter praises, that we utter rejoice. It is in your name, it's in the name of the heavenly King Jesus that we worship today. We ask, Lord, that we may once again utter the name of Jesus with reverence, knowing that He, that You, are the true ruler of this world, the true ruler of our hearts. Lord, we can only imagine the anxiety that You have felt, knowing the unknown future lying ahead. Death was approaching, but you still persevered, Lord. You could have turned around and flee Jerusalem, but no, Lord, You persevered, because You had a bigger plan in mind, and You rode into Jerusalem, facing the unknown. Lord, we confess now our sins this morning. You know that we tend to put our desires first. You know we tend to worship that which the world has to offer. We lay this down in front of You. There might be times when we are selfish. We lay this down in front of You. There might be times when we are full of pride and arrogance. We lay this down in front of You. There might be times that we are unwilling to bend our knees in Your mighty presence. We lay this down in front of You. Lord, give us now the courage to clear the way for You to ride into our hearts. Help us to clear the way of our so that You can really come into our lives and establish Your holiness, Your connection with us. Help us also, Lord, to clear the way so that other people can establish a relationship with You. Let us now pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our second hymn that we'll be singing is At the Name of Jesus. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
There's a special person coming to church today. Yes, a special person. He's coming through that door, and he's going to walk past here. And I think we need to get ready. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make everything untidy. I've brought the bin here. You know what? I'm going to, because the person is going to walk past here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty the bin right in his way. Right here. There you go. There you go. Okay, sure. You know, and because he's so special and we need to make sure that he is fine, I'm going to make sure there's some obstacles in the way as well. I think this chair is a fantastic obstacle right over here. I'm just going to put it over here. There you go. And another obstacle maybe over here. Okay. Oi. There you go, boys and girls. Do you think I'm ready for the special person to come through? Why not? Oh, really? So you call this a mess, and you also call this untidy, and what else did you call it? Just about it. Well, I don't believe you. Do you think I'm ready, boys and girls?
No.
No? What does the congregation think? Do you think I'm ready?
No.
No. Why not? Well, if a special person comes into the church, like if Jesus came through here, I think this won't be good, huh? We need to clean up. We need to make sure that the path is cleared. So let's start. Boys and girls, you're going to help me. Let's clean up. Okay, so we're going to clean up first. So put all the stuff back. I think I'm going to put the chair back. Okay. Lorelei, you're helping as well, my love. Well done. Okay, that chair is very heavy. Thank you so much. This chair is very heavy. Oi. Okay, so you've taught me something today. I never realized this. So if a special person comes to your home or to a church building, you need to make sure things are clean, it's tidy, it smells well, and there should be no obstacles. Okay, is that what you're teaching me? Is that what you're telling me? Okay, well, I'm going to make a note of that. You know, boys and girls, this is exactly what happened in Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus was riding on his donkey into the city of Jerusalem. And there is people, there is sand, there is a mess. And because he's the new king, they wanted to clear the path. And the way they done it was they had these branches, may I borrow yours? And they had these huge branches, and they laid it down on the ground so that they can create a path for him to go into the city. Because just imagine if the king of the world came in and it was a mess in Jerusalem. I mean, just imagine there's paper, plastic. What do you need to make a mess? Mud. Help me. What do you need to make a mess? Rocks. What else can you do if you want to make a mess? Huh? Dirty dishes on the table, yeah.
Toys.
Oh. No, you can do better than that. What else can you do to make a mess? Just chaos, huh? Yeah, water and mud. You know, they didn't want their city to look like that, you know, because the king is coming. They need to sort themselves out, you know, so they laid down branches. So, you know, the reason for the branches was is Jerusalem, so there's a lot of sand and dust. So they wanted to put these leaves or branches on the ground so that the sand doesn't go into the king's eyes. They also took their clothes off and made a path for the colt or the donkey to walk through. So they done everything to make sure that they're ready for the king. So what do you think, boys and girls, we can do to get ready for King Jesus to come into our hearts? Well, firstly, we need to clean ourselves. You know, we need to firstly be people inside that's full of integrity, full of love, full of peace. What else can you think we can have in our hearts to make way for Jesus? Any ideas? We need to be people of love, acceptance, not be angry. What else? Come. Any ideas? Think. They need to be kind, yes. You need to be kind, not have any grudges. Congregation, any thoughts you can think of? How can we open the way for Jesus to come into our lives? Any just shout out?
Make time for him.
Read the Bible. What else? Be compassionate. Yeah, just one more, please. Say again. Be kind. Yes, be kind. So there's a lot of things we can do to make sure to open up the path for Jesus to walk into our lives. And one thing I've learned recently in my life, something that I do personally to make way for Jesus to come in my life or to be in my life, is to be have the discipline to continue in prayer, have the discipline to continue in reading. The word discipline is really something that I try my utmost to incorporate in my own spiritual life. So there's a couple of things, there's a lot of things you can do to make way. And today is Palm Sunday, and we are thinking of this moment where the king, this very important person, is walking, going into the town and making way for him. But that is a metaphor for us on a daily basis to make a way for him to be in our lives. And there's a lot that we can do. And I'm going to challenge you, boys and girls, as you're going to leave the church, to think about it. How can I personally make way for Jesus in my life? So that's your homework. And if you can come tell me afterwards, that will be fantastic. Okay. So our next song is, our hymn is, We Have a King Who Rides a Donkey.
We have a king who rides a donkey. We have a king who rides a donkey. We have a king who rides a donkey, and his name is Jesus. Jesus, the king.
This morning's reading comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, imitating Christ's humility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love,
being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, by being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by being obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Cities are all over the world. There are large areas covered with buildings and parks. Many people live in cities. Those who are well-traveled probably have experienced cities that have left a lasting impression, has given a sense of maybe excitement or maybe dread. The impression could have been positive. The experience maybe could have been very negative. I personally think Edinburgh is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and I do mean it. It still has left a lasting impression on me. An interesting city well worth visiting, especially if you are a keen historian and you like reading about the Second World War, is the city called Dresden in Germany. Also a very interesting place to go to. Johannesburg in South Africa, on the other hand, needs to be visited with precaution because of the high level of crime. I went there with a tour official tour guide, and I have to say it was a very, very interesting and fascinating experience to go to the central part of Johannesburg. But it's also very dangerous, so one has to be ready for that as well. Every city in the world has its special reasons for making it unique. Like, for example, Singapore, with its gardens in the sky. Sydney, Australia, with its interesting opera house building. And then Mexico City, with its large cathedral. All these cities are unique in their special way, and it's definitely worth the visit. The events that led to us celebrating Palm Sunday also happened in a city, the city of Jerusalem. Modern-day Jerusalem is renowned for its religious and political tension. And one can really feel the tension when you go and visit. That's something that I personally felt when I went to Jerusalem. You can feel the tension. However, on Palm Sunday, the significance of this city was due to a savior riding on a colt. The city's identity will forever be associated with all the events after Christ rode through the city gates. The events in Jerusalem, the city, led to a total transformation of history. History was transformed due to what happened in the city of Jerusalem. Christ, our Savior, rode into the city, fulfilling the ancient prophecy in the Old Testament. The people acknowledged the new king that would topple Rome itself, they thought. The irony was that some of these people later called out for this new king to be crucified. So there's some duality there, some tension there. Some of them honored this Christ, and then they turned around and then they shouted, called out for him to be crucified. They probably expected some kind of powerful Caesar-like king. They did not know that King Jesus would turn out to be more than they ever expected. What was at stake here was not that what the world provides, but what was at stake was the spiritual, the heavenlies, the heavenly kingdom, the spiritual. Our reading unpacks the character of this heavenly king. The reading can be divided into two parts. The first is the moral, the ethical part, where Paul motivates us to be good Christians, motivates us to conduct ourselves in a good Christian manner. Very practical. Yet he does not leave us hanging, but rather connects the reason for our behavior to an example. So the first part is giving us the impression of how we should behave, and then he gives a very good example, firstly, why we should behave as we should, and who can we look up to? Who's the person that is an example for us to follow? The example is Jesus. Paul, the writer, explains that Jesus had a certain type of mindset, and one needs to be aware of this mindset when one considers how you need to conduct yourself in worship or how do you need to conduct yourself in the world. The mindset was that he was humble. Jesus was humble and acknowledged through his actions the higher will to whom he was responsible. Jesus was humble, and through the way how he was, he acknowledged that there's a higher power, and he is responsible for the higher power. He's responsible for God. He's responsible for the larger, bigger plan that needs to be put in place. This made him to become like a servant. God became like a servant. A servant that was willing to die for those not worthy of salvation. Jesus was willing to sacrifice himself for those who did not deserve it. He was willing to die for us. He was willing to take the place that we had to take, and he took the place. The theology and the theological consequence was the exaltation of Jesus. The consequence of this attitude, this mindset, is that he will be honored forever. The name Jesus will forever be revered. The name Jesus will always be seen as holy. Unfortunately, in modern day society, Jesus has now become a type of swear word. But for Christians who really believe in Jesus, it's a holy word. It's something that opens the heavens. It's not a swear word. It's not something that when you bump your toe, you use. There's many other words you can use, but not that word. Because the word Jesus is the gateway for eternal life. It's a holy word. Jesus will forever be the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus will forever be the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus connects us to God the Father. The dynamic that is revealed to us in this reading is that through humility, we can enjoy success. What we are seeing here is that humility equals success. The consequence of humility is success. It is a bit counterintuitive, yet it highlights the importance of Christian humility. We need to be humble as Christ was, because through being humble like Christ, through that action, our success is. This is what the mindset of Jesus, God, was when he rode into Jerusalem. It was not just a king that rode into Jerusalem, but it was God with a certain mindset, being an example for us how to be in day-to-day living. We worship such a Lord. It is from such a Lord that we find inspiration to live a Christian life. The Christian life consists of sharing God's love. We share God's love. We have one godly mindset. We do not have selfish ambitions, or we do not strive to embrace destructive behavior. We think of others, and we avoid extreme self-occupation. These are the qualities that we strive towards, and we do so because we get inspiration from God Himself through Jesus. The uniqueness of Jerusalem, the city, is the fact that it is renowned for its religious and political tension. The other reason we have just heard was that God's actions officially sort of started in Jerusalem. His salvation actions started in Jerusalem. The actions of salvation through the cross happened in and amongst people in the city. Very interestingly, the root meaning of the city Jerusalem is foundation of peace. Foundation of peace. In other words, we can understand Jerusalem as a city with its foundation laid on peace. I'm sure you will agree with me that it is a very good place then to start establishing the heavenly kingship of God. God started His heavenly kingship on the foundation of peace. The heavenly kingship of Christ started and formed on the ground of peace. This is a different way of thinking about the city of Jerusalem. To bring this thought home, we can consider the foundation of our own lives. What is our own lives like? Peace and calmness seem to be good qualities to have as a foundation. To have our lives sorted creates the good foundation for Christ to come in. It is a good foundation to have if we want Christ to ride into our lives. It's important for us during this week to really consider, what is the foundation of our own lives like? Is our lives in a position for Christ to come in? Is our lives in a position for Christ to really touch and transform us and to give us a new identity? What it leads to is a lifestyle that has certain qualities. And now we go back to this, the first part of our reading. And they are to share God's love. To have mutual godly mindset. Not to have division in the church. Not to have selfish or destructive behavior. To be kind to your neighbor. Thinking of others and avoiding extreme self-occupation. I think in my own experience, especially with the modern age of technology, if you open certain platforms, media platforms, I get this sense that people are too self-occupied. And in our Christian lifestyle, we are not self-occupied. We are God-occupied, and we are occupied towards our neighbors. We love our neighbors as ourselves. Our occupation is directed to others and to God. May we embrace here in the town of Forth a mindset of humility, acknowledging that there is a higher will, a higher power, there's a God to whom we are responsible to. We're responsible to God, and we get our inspiration to live in such a way from the Lord Jesus Himself. Amen. Let us sing a beautiful hymn. This is one of my truly favorite hymns in the hymn book, is Jerusalem the Golden, 747.
Let's come before God in prayer. Our Father, we praise you today as creator and sustainer of our world. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And we praise you that he rose from the dead, victorious over sin, death, and hell. And we thank you for the assurance of forgiveness of our sins when we repent. As we look forward to Easter, help us to appreciate all that Jesus achieved for us through his death and resurrection. We bring before you the needs of the world, and we pray for peace, justice, and reconciliation. We pray for those peoples damaged by natural disasters or who are in war-torn areas. We pray for peace in Ukraine and Gaza and East Africa, for the release of prisoners and hostages. We pray for those mourning the loss of family members in Russia, Ukraine, Israel, and other places blighted by conflict and terrorism. We pray for peace at this Easter time as we remember our Saviour, who brought peace and reconciliation through his sacrifice on the cross. We pray for those in authority in our own nation that they would serve with integrity. We pray for wisdom in the decisions they make. We remember those who lead in our own church here, that you would guide them, and also for those who lead the various groups in the church, that they would be conscious of your presence and your encouragement. We pray for the royal family as they undergo medical treatment, Princess Catherine with a cancer diagnosis, and King Charles too, that their treatments would be successful and that they would return to their normal health and strength. We pray for those in our congregation who are sick at this time, that you would bring healing. We pray for those who are mourning or in distress, that you would bring comfort by your Spirit. For those in despair or suffering mental illness, that you would reveal your love to them and increase their faith in you. We pray for protection for our families from the many dangers around, and we ask that you keep them from evil. We pray for ourselves, that you would guide us day by day and give us strength by your Spirit to live in obedience to your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our offerings will now be received. Let us pray together. Lord God, thank you so much for these offerings that we have received. God, inspire us to open our hearts and clean our hearts so that you can come in. May we make way for you to transform our inner lives so that we can live in a way that will honor you. Live in a way that will reflect the humility that you showed us. Give us wisdom, Lord, to use the monies that we have received in a way that brings honor to you and brings glory to you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Our last hymn that we will be singing is How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. Environment, create a space in your life for God to ride into. May His Spirit within us lead to good godly behavior that consists of humility, with the awareness that we are always responsible to God. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Thank you.